What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. Which brings me to a question. How would you best describe the show? I mean, for 3.5 years now, since the beginning of Front Page Tech, I've been saying all the latest tech news from one geek to another.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another.
But you know what? I don't think that truly describes the show anymore. Tech news from one geek to another just seems so generic now. It's not just tech news. I think there is more value in the show, even if it is goofy and more fart jokes than tech news most of the time. So here is your chance to actually impact and change this show. Give me something new. Give me a new intro, a new tagline for the show, and leave it down in the comment section below. How would you best describe this show? Something that when you hear it, you're like, yep, that's pretty much Front Page Tech. Let me know in the comment section below. PlayStation Now has officially launched as of today. If you don't know what that is, it's essentially the Netflix version of PlayStation. A 1 month fee, $20 a month, and you get like an entire catalog of PS3 games that you can stream on your PC. But if you sign up right now for a limited time only, instead of paying $20 a month, if you pay upfront $100 for a full 12 months, you can get that deal. Link down in the description. Google is starting to roll out the new Google Plus, an updated Google Plus with a bunch of new features for the people that use Google Plus. I would report more on this story, like there's features involved here that I would talk about, but turns out, funny thing, no one uses Google Plus. So there's that. Moving on. Geofilters on Snapchat. Those things that if you're in a specific area, you can slap on to your f***ing photos and videos before you share them on Snapchat. A lot of the times they're sponsored. If you didn't know though, you can create your own custom geofilters for an event or really for whatever you'd like to. Snapchat has rolled out an official web tool to allow you to do this. You can do it on your own. You can design your own. You can use a bunch of templates they have available. The starting fee is like $5. So if you're interested in creating your own custom geofilter for like a wedding or a disco dancing event for your disco dancing needs, you can click the link in the description below. I know quite a few of you Mac and Apple fanboys are hoping for some sort of refresh on September 7th of Mac hardware. Unfortunately, it's not gonna happen on September 7th, but it might come later this year and at a pretty decent level. According to Bloomberg, Apple will be launching new versions of the iMac with refreshed graphics, an updated MacBook Air, and a thinner MacBook Pro that will actually replace the function keys on the keyboard with a touchscreen. They also stated that Apple is working with LG to give us a standalone 5K monitor. Now, in the article, you'll find nothing about a Mac Pro, which to some of you might be kind of upsetting, but also to be expected. So again, don't expect anything September 7th. This is for later in the year. September 7th is like all iPhone stuff. Back in June, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, hopefully I didn't fuck that up, said that Google was going to be a bit more opinionated when it comes to future Nexus devices. And they said they would also hopefully be adding new additional features to Android on those Nexus devices. And it seems like he wasn't lying. First up, yes, HTC is still manufacturing the next two Nexus devices for this year, but they won't be branded Nexus. It seems that Google is dropping the Nexus branding and instead just going with a G. Just a Google G to brand these new phones. Also, they won't be carrying stock Android, which might be disappointing to some of you. I think we have to wait a little bit longer to see what happens, because obviously stock Android is one of the biggest selling points of a Nexus device, and I personally love stock Android, so it's kind of scary to me too. But we'll just have to wait and see, since Google has their hands all over this and they're molding these devices and the experience that they want you to have with this. I'm assuming that the features will be practical and they will add stuff that makes sense. I just don't want to end up with some like goofy ass touch whiz shit. It's now time for AskMPT, the segment of the show I take one question from you and I answer it for you. Keep in mind that you can send me your questions in video form by using the hashtag AskFPT on Twitter. Today's question.
My question is to address things such as a small studio. So as you can see here, I have my setup and I have bare walls in here. You can probably hear the echo, and then I have my bed here as well. So my question to you is, how would you address audio. I'm just looking for kind of some good advice for a YouTuber that's starting out. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for doing what you're doing. There's a lot of work that goes into it, and I know I speak for many other people, but we appreciate it so much.
First, thanks, Eric, for saying all those nice things and boosting my ego. I always need that. But to answer your question, there's a few things that you can do. You can get acoustic foam like this. I don't remember what brand this is, but I have it all over the office right now. It's not a sponsor or anything, but I'll link it down in the description below on Amazon. This stuff is usually great. Most effectively, you could get a bass trap or bass traps that go in the corners of your rooms. That's actually kind of better at muffling the echo and the reverb in the room from your voice, especially as you're a guy and you have a bassier voice, that sort of thing. If you don't want to spend money on this, you could just get literally a mattress pad, like the foam, the yellow foam for your mattresses that you usually put on top of the mattress. You can just buy those and they kind of do the same thing, not as well, but I mean, it'll get the job done. A better option though would be to just completely change your mic. I'm not a huge fan of like the Snowball or the Yeti. I think those mics are kind of overrated and not so great. But if you're in a room that's not sound treated, even that smaller room, condenser mics are not your best option. So look into a dynamic mic. Those will actually, they require to be closer to your voice box and all that stuff, but it's way better. It won't pick up that reverb. It blocks a lot of that stuff out. It has to be closer, so that immediately eliminates all that echo, and they don't have to be powered as well, so that's kind of awesome. I use the AT2005. That's actually above me right now. We use it on the podcast as well. The cool thing about that is it's affordable, number one, but you can plug it in via USB as well as XLR. So that makes it easy. You can just plug it in via USB, and then once you're ready to upgrade, if you get an interface or a mixer, you can go ahead and plug it in via XLR. I love these mics. Audio Technica was a sponsor before, but I flat out love these mics, period. Some of the best mics you can buy, especially for the price. If you're interested in that, I'll also link it down in the description below. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below, click it or tick it, and also follow us on Twitter at FrontPageTech. Also, reminder, leave your best descriptions of FrontPageTech down there in the comment section, and I will see you tomorrow.